Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lil. Today, the Holy Spirit wants us to study Hebrews 13:6, so we can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Some of us have deep-rooted issues we have to deal with eventually, and some of us know this and others don't. Sometimes we don't want to deal with those issues because they hurt too bad. But God can give us a victory if we let him, and a lot of us don't let him because we feel if he touch or take it away, that we're vulnerable. And I can honestly say that it's hard to be vulnerable. It's hard to feel open to change, because once we change and once we do something completely different, sometimes that's where we find the most problems, because it's in the unknown. And the thing is when we walk with God, we don't have to worry about the unknown, because he's there to help us conquer it all. And some of us have been to places of change, and we slide back to our old ways. It's completely normal for us to go back and forth with this mindset that we change, we go back, and we change, we go back. And what happens, we try something different, we stay in the change. We weather the storm, we stay in it, and we see what happens. We don't have to ever fear of doing anything alone, because in the Bible it says we aren't alone. That he's there. He told Joshua this. He said, Joshua 1:9, he said, "Have I not commanded you to be strong and encouraged? Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Wherever we go, wherever we change, wherever we do, he's with us. We might not make acknowledgement of it, but we do. We might ignore his presence, but he's there. And when we must let go of these issues, it might feel that we are alone in doing this, but he's there even in that. He won't push us to change or let go of issues. Nope, he won't do that. But he will show us how to handle what we're feeling. He will help us handle the hurt and the root of the issue. Sometimes the biggest problem with us is that we feel we can get close to him, that he'll stop or he'll step away. But he's not like man. He's different. He loves us because he created everything. He created us. Do you believe that? Do you believe that whatever happens, he's going to be right there to help solve it, to help it fix it? Do you believe that once we walk with him, that we can change, he can change the hardest things or the worst things? Because some people now in our lives just want the good parts. And they tell us that too. But God wants the bad parts, the great parts, the vulnerable parts, the broken parts. Every part you're willing to let go, he's willing to take and hold on to. Psalms 118:6 says this: "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me." As long as God is there, what can man do to us? Nothing. They can say what they want. They can do what they want. But as long as we are willing, he's willing. As long as we try, he's there to help us through. And on this road of letting go, God can heal us. And finding the deep-rooted issue and pruning all that stuff. Yeah, it's hard. It's a long road to recovery and peace. But it's worth every second, every tear. Because he's there. He's there for every tear. He's there for every piece of pain. He's there even when we feel lonely. He's there through the loneliness. But everything we go through on that road is for something greater. It's for something so much better that we have to be willing to let go and allow him to carry it all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you everything right now, Father God, and we ask you to carry it all. We ask you to help us find that deep-rooted issue that's causing us to be the way we are. Father God, we want to change. We want to be better. Father God, we know we can have victory with you. We know that if we let go, you're there. Father God, help us through this vulnerable moment. Help us through this proning moment. Help us through this loneliness and these tears. Because Father God, people see tears as weakness, but I know you see tears as letting you know that we trust you. We're scared, but we trust you. We're scared to step forward, but we trust you. We're scared to be alone, but we trust you, because we know we're not alone. No matter how this world likes to make us feel that we're alone and that we're not worthy, but we're there with you. And we know you take care of every pain. So today, Father God, we ask you to walk with us. We ask you to be with us. We ask you to strengthen us through this day. We thank you for all the things you have done for us. We thank you for the peace that you give us. We thank you for the joy, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. And if you can, please share on your social media. Thank you. Be blessed.